Next case, please.
The next application on tonight's agenda is 11,730. Michael Healy and Betty Healy seek a variance to reduce the side yard setbacks, section 115-42B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Hudson Road, approximately 1,382 feet south of Log Cabin Hill Road. The 911 address is 18186 Hudson Road, Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 235, map 26, parcel 59.03 and 49. They are specifically seeking a 7.7-foot variance from the front and a 1.1-foot variance from the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Healy, 18186 Hudson Road, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And ma'am, if you think you're going to testify at all, we'll swear you in. If not, that's okay too. If you think you're going to testify at all, we'll swear you in now. Okay. Well, you can just have a seat then. If you want to speak, we'll support you. And Mr. Chairman, apologize. This is another one I have a conflict of interest on. So if the board has any questions, they should defer those to Vince Robertson. He's not here this evening, so if they're needed to defer action.
All right. Thank you again. I got it this time. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Michael Healy. One of the criteria for variance, I'm looking for a variance for a carport. Doesn't show very well here on your map, on your photo, but it's basically where the trees are.
Right.
Is where the carport is.
Okay.
The lot was purchased in 2002 with the carport already in place. The carport was issued a certificate of compliance by planning and zoning in 1992. Therefore, we wish to keep the carport in its current place. As far as number two in your criteria of cannot otherwise be developed, the parcel is currently unbuildable with any future construction without demolishing any of the buildings on the lot because of the square footage of the lot. As far as not being created by the applicant, the carport, as I stated before, the carport was constructed in 91 or 92. And it was purchased by my wife, Betty Healy, and myself in 2002. Regarding number four, the carport has been in place for 24 years. And has not been had any adverse effect on the neighborhood in all those years. And as far as minimum variance, the variance requested is to meet, it would be the bare minimum that can be afforded since the carport is already in place and has been for close to 25 years.
Very well done on those. All right, we'll see if we have any questions from members of the board. I'll come back with you, Mr. Hudson.
What brought you here? Are you getting ready to sell the property or?
I consolidated the property. We put in a new double wide that was a little further wider than the previous home that was sitting there on the property, so there was two separate lots, adjoining lots, and we consolidated the two lots into one.
Okay, all right. And the original dwelling was on which parcel?
It was on the other parcel.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
See, what you have here is
basically, in general, the other parcel one was right about where this garage was. It was right along here. So this was the home that we took out. And we've got a new home that just got put in a couple months ago. And this is where my wife and I are retiring for.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rick?
I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,730. The applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for granting a variance and also to add to the request. The applicant has stated in 1992 they had received a certificate of compliance from the county saying that the carport was in compliance, and I believe those they have been under the impression all these years that they were in compliance. So based on that, the uniqueness of the property is that they've put together two lots, which makes it unique in the fact that you put two lots together and discovered this in violation when they did that and recorded that. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the hardship and exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. As I said, he believed he was in compliance all these years with a certificate of compliance. Variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimal amount of forward relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,730. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,730 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.